It's the Kim Munson Show.
The Washington Times said the patriotic Americans donated U.S. flags after protesters raised the Mexican flag over the ICE facility.
Analyzing the most important stories.
It is not fair that people come in illegally and they have 3 square meals a day, TVs and all. There's something that is wrong with this picture.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
When we get into conversations with people, you can get real bombastic with each other because you haven't read it. You don't know what you're talking about.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
So if you understand the issue, then you can have calm, reasonable conversations.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed, let's have a conversation. Welcome to the show. I am Kim Munson, and we've got a great show planned for you today. There's a lot to talk about. So we'll talk about some headlines in segments 1 and 2. Segments 3 and 4, my friend, Reverend C.L. Bryant, will join us. He had an opinion piece at Fox News National. He said, why more Black Americans should support President Trump. So it promises to be a really interesting conversation. Reverend Bryant has such an interesting story. He was actually a rising star in the NAACP, and he took a stand on something, and that changed abruptly. And he has become an important voice. He's with Freedom Works, an important voice for freedom, for the conserving the ideas of America. So that will be a really great discussion in segments 3 and 4. Steve, I know that you are a big fan of Reverend Bryant.
Yeah, he's no stranger to the Denver airwaves, via KLZ and past shows that have aired here on this station. He was a regular guest, and I just love him. He'll hit you right between the eyes with so much common sense and, again, strip away all the baloney, or as Joe Biden would say, the malarkey.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be really great. But we've got a lot to talk about in these first two segments. As we look at these issues, remember, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And I've realized that even the word freedom is being marginalized by the radical activists, that it's almost a bad thing to want freedom. But that was really what this country was founded on, and really liberty, because liberty is the responsible exercise of freedom. And now I can't remember who, I just read this within the last week, but for every freedom that you have, there is a duty, there is a responsibility. And I thought that was a really interesting thought, because it's true. With freedom, there is a duty. Every freedom, there is a duty, a responsibility. You can't have this freedom over here and not have some duty or responsibility to offset that, Steve.
Well, you've been bringing this to us now for quite some time, freedom versus force, force versus freedom. And I sit back, and it's not, I totally am on board with it, but I'm putting myself in the place of some potential listeners out there. And it's like, well, what's this force thing? Nobody's forcing me to do anything. And it's not necessarily true, because they're not aware of it, because they're not thinking in the right mindset and not vigilant enough to realize how many times their arm is really being twisted behind their back. And again, what are the three things you say? You know, my favorite is the unreasonable taxation.
Right. It's never compassionate to take other people's rights, whether it's with a weapon. We don't have that going on right now here in America.
Not yet.
But with policy, all the time, or excessive and unpredictable taxation. Yesterday, when we had Kevin Lundberg on, we were going through some of the first bills, some of the really bad bills that have been coming out. And so the code words for force will be mandate or regulation, registry. Those are many of the code, compliant.
Incentivize.
All those are code words for force. And so I think it will be important for us to continue to bring that forward so that people understand what those code words are. And socialism is force. Ultimately, it comes down to force. And if something is a good idea, remember, you shouldn't have to use force to implement it. You should be able to engage in the battle of ideas and persuade and convince people that it's a good idea for them instead of having to use force. And we're continuing to see the socialization, the more and more control of our lives via transportation, education, energy, housing. water, broadband, healthcare, and data. And Steve, I've been thinking a lot about this, and as we're looking at a lot of these bills, how can you use force if you don't know what's going on? And I'm talking about the PBIs, those politicians and bureaucrats and interested parties. How can you use force if you don't know what is going on? And so you have to figure out a way to get more information, to get more data, to more surveillance on people. And as I look at this, that is what you're seeing on transportation with, quote unquote, these smart cars. When I get in my car and my phone says to me 20 minutes to a place that I go on a regular basis, I didn't give anybody that permission for that surveillance. On education, we're seeing more and more data being collected on our kids and being sold. Energy, what about the fact that you get it from Excel, you get a report on how much energy your neighbors used? It's really none of their business, right? If you go out and work hard and want to pay for your energy, you should be able to do that. But they're surveying or surveillance on how much energy you have, how much water you use. Broadband, we continue to see the potential government control of that. That's why I've been really uncomfortable with municipalities getting into the broadband business. Data, oh my gosh, you see continued data. And the thing about it is now with all these computers, they can put all, you know, an algorithm in and they can zero in on who you are, what you buy, what you think. And so that's what we need to really be pushing back on. There's all this control and data on us. Steve, what's your thoughts?
Well, we are a naive bunch. Like your illustration just now about something in your vehicle tells you you've got 20 minutes to get to your destination. Well, we see that as a convenience. We don't stop and think about, well, wait a minute, that information that is, you know, behind the scenes being collected and manipulated to give you that your information that you're interested in having is also being collected and can be used to say or to track where you've been throughout the day. Or you're watching some some cop show and, oh, look at the beauty of these guys, the police or law enforcement, to be able to triangulate where a cell phone is. Oh, well, we know where this guy is. Well, okay, it has a practical application there in law enforcement and getting the bad guys. But it is also can be used against innocent people as well.
Well, and so then that goes around to when we have laws that are unconstitutional, such as the red flag law that was put in place. That is now a law that we'll be trying to collect data. We're continuing to see movements for gun registries, registries in different areas as well. And I think, as you mentioned, we are a bit naive if we don't realize that there can be the good. But man, there could be the bad as well.
Two N words for today. Naive is one of them, and the other is nefarious.
Aha, okay. So let's continue on here, though. I always want to acknowledge this team that we have. That's Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie. Great, great team. Thank you for all that you guys do to keep this train on the track. And to each of you listeners, you each are treasured. You're valued. Strive for excellence today. Take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. And strive, each of us strive to be better people. Check out my website. It is Kim Munson, that's MONSON.com. And as we've gotten into the new year, you know, we did the rebranding back in first part of October. Now that we are into the new year, we are doing these beautiful show recaps as well as the podcast. Everything is there on the website, so be sure and check that out. So because we're having Reverend C.L. Bryant on the show today, I thought I would quote Booker T. Washington. As you probably know, he lived from 1856 to 1915. He was a prominent black educator, author, and leader of the late 19th and early 20th centuries. He was born into slavery, and Booker T. Washington rose to a position of power and influence. He founded the Tuskegee Institute in Alabama in 1881 and is overseeing its growth into a well-respected black university. And just a note, I'm actually going to go for lunch today to the Marines. There's a group of Marines called Cooper's Troopers that meets up in North Denver. And one of the original Tuskegee Airmen, Lieutenant Colonel James Harvey, is going to be speaking there. And so I'm excited about that. So Booker T. Washington says today, Success waits patiently for anyone who has the determination and strength to seize it. Again, success awaits patiently for anyone who has the determination and strength to seize it. And our funnies today, Steve, are you ready for this?
Yes, I am.
What do you get when you cross a pilgrim with a Boulder, Denver Democrat?
It's going to be good, I can tell.
A God-fearing tax collector who gives thanks for what other people have.
All right.
Okay. So, Steve, what do you think? Should we go to break a little early on this so that we can really talk about this whole impeachment thing in the next segment? If that works okay for you, let's do that. Before we do, go to that, though. Hooters Restaurant, it is the place to watch these games. It's NFL playoff time, and the place to watch the games is at Hooters Restaurants. This weekend, the early game is with the Tennessee Titans and Kansas City Chiefs. Go Chiefs. The second game is Green Bay Packers and San Francisco 49ers. And Hooters restaurants have plenty of TVs, so you won't miss any of the action. If you join them for the big game, you'll be entered for a chance to win a 55-inch HD TV. They have these new roasted wings that you can try those out while you watch the Avs and Nuggets chase their playoff spot. And Wednesday is dine-in wing day. All the wings you can eat for $15.99. And if you don't want to cook, you can have Hooters wings delivered to your front door. Now, next Wednesday, I'm actually going to have C.L. Bryan out at my house for my girls' group. And I'm going to, of course, be ordering Hooters. And you said, can you come by because you'd really like to meet him? Steve, this is the first time that you can come by for one of the Wednesday night meetings.
I might have Jason McBride in tow, too.
Okay, well, you are welcome, okay? And I'm going to have some great Hooters wings.
One little note about the games this weekend. These are the championship games, AFC, NFC, and both of them are on Sunday. There is no Saturday game, so don't confuse that.
Oh, good point. Good point. So early game and two games on Sunday. Let's go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk impeachment. And it's so funny that the impeachment was filed, or whatever you say, yesterday, but also it was the same day that we got the first phase of the China trade agreement. And that was a bit overshadowed by Nancy and her show.
A bit?
A bit. Let's go to break. We'll be right back.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we are looking at all of these issues that are facing us as freedom versus force. And there seems to be a lot of force going on in Washington, D.C. right now. Yesterday, Nancy Pelosi and her group transmitted the impeachment articles to the Senate, paving the way for the historic trial. They voted yesterday to transmit these, the resolution passed 228 to 193, largely along party lines, and it came nearly a month after lawmakers voted to impeach the president on two counts. Now, those two counts are obstruction of Congress. First question, it seems like Congress is obstructing themselves, so I'm not sure that they need to impeach President Trump on that one, Steve.
Yeah, agreed. I know the whole thing, watching it over the last, 30, 40 days, and the way they've drummed up these particular articles of impeachment, made them materialize out of thin air. I don't know.
Well, bear in mind, even before he was elected, they were starting to talk about impeachment. They've talked about impeachment for 3 years. It hasn't been until this, quote-unquote, this phone call that was just in summer of 2019 that they now said that that is what they could impeach them on. We have had what was it? We had Russiagate, the Mueller investigation. Nothing came of that. And now, even though they've been talking impeachment all this time, finally in 2019, they think that they have something that will allow them to do that. So obstruction of Congress is the first one. And quite frankly, they have been not wanting to work with this president at all since he has been elected. The second, the article, I guess, is abuse of power. And this is apparently because they have subpoenaed some different people in the Trump campaign and they've said no. And so they say that that is the second article of impeachment. But don't you remember, Steve, back in 2012, then Attorney General under President Obama, Eric Holder, did just that. Holder defied a congressional subpoena to furnish documents about Operation Fast and Furious, which is that program to attempt to trace gun trafficking along the southwest border that went awry. The House held Holder in contempt, but since Holder declined to indict himself, the controversy faded. Holder resigned in 2015. Okay, one other thing before we get to this soundbite, and that is we're going to have Cheryl Atkinson on the show next Tuesday. And Patty had just found this piece. This just came across the wire. Okay, this is from CherylAtkinson.com. A former U.S. government agent has admitted participating in the illegal government surveillance of then-CBS News investigative reporter Cheryl Atkinson. The insider has identified former U.S. attorney Rod Rosenstein as the person responsible for the project. Okay, now Cheryl Atkinson, I think, was breaking the story on Fast and Furious. Circle that to Eric Holder, who did not honor a subpoena. Then we find out that Cheryl Atkinson was being unlawfully spied upon by the U.S. government. She had filed a lawsuit and the lawsuit was going nowhere because she couldn't find out the names of the people who were actually doing the spying. The judge said you have to have the names, and the Department of Justice wouldn't give up the names. The names are coming forward now, and so I think that she's going to reopen that case. Over here, Eric Holder, Obama defied a subpoena, and he did not get impeached. And so how on earth can you impeach President Trump for and I'm not going to say the same thing because I don't think that you can compare Fast and Furious with these trumped up claims that these Democrats are making towards Trump. Steve, your comment?
Clever.
Did you like that?
Yes.
Okay. There may be more to this, right, Steve? And Bob Duco, who is another commentator with Crawford Broadcasting, had an excellent commentary yesterday, and I think you've got a little bit of that, don't you?
I do, and there's a duality here that he wants to highlight, so listen, this is fascinating.
You know, really, what I think strategically Nancy Pelosi attempted to do here? This is something that Kevin McCarthy, House Minority Leader, had mentioned, and I think he's got a good point, because I'm suspicious that she did the very same thing, that this delay tactic of hers was actually a two-pronged strategy. One, to try to make things worse on President Trump and try to dictate to the Senate how they do things. But number two, to try to hurt Bernie Sanders. Let me explain. You know, the establishment Democrats do not want Bernie to be the nominee. The Iowa caucuses are coming up Monday, February 3rd. Bernie Sanders is leading in the polls in the Iowa caucuses. I think Nancy Pelosi and the establishment Democrats are trying to keep him off of the campaign trail leading up to the Iowa caucuses by delaying this process. And by handing it over to the Senate now, that means the trial will be taking place in the couple of weeks when Bernie Sanders should be out there in Iowa campaigning, but he can't because he's stuck in the Senate. But Joe Biden's not a senator anymore, so he can be out there in Iowa campaigning and getting his poll numbers up. I would not be a bit surprised if that wasn't part of the strategy of the establishment Democrats. Let's try to derail Bernie while we also try to derail this president.
You know, I find that really fascinating. But not only will she be keeping Bernie Sanders off the campaign trail, she'll be keeping Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar off as well.
Yes.
And I have heard I think there's a lot of millennials that are Bernie supporters. And I have heard that some of them are saying, if in fact this happens, that they undercut Bernie on this, that they will vote for Trump. So I think that this is going to come back really to bite them. So let's go to another strategy, though. I think that the Democrats realize that President Trump looks like he is going to win. And that is why they are also doing the impeachment right now. But the strategy is going to be to pick off who they perceive vulnerable Republican senators, so that if, in fact, they can take the Senate, then they can thwart any of the things that Trump is trying to do. And just bear in mind, in 3 years, when President Obama said, what's he going to do, wave a magic wand? You know, because President Obama said the manufacturing jobs were not going to come back. He said that basically a 1 to 1.5% GDP was the new normal. And within 3 years, Donald Trump comes in. There have been 7 million private jobs that have been created, not government jobs, private jobs that have been created. GDP growth has been very good. He has, we've just seen phase one signed with China on a trade agreement. You know, when you had all of the pundits and politicians screaming about a trade war. And so what President Trump has done in the last 3 years, my gosh, they look at it, they look at the success and what he has done for the American people. They're saying, my gosh, if he gets another 4 years and a Senate that cannot impeach him because the Republicans have a majority, my gosh, the American people are going to thrive and prosper, and we're going to have liberty and freedom come back to this country. We can't let that happen, Steve.
Yes, Barack, we found that magic wand. It's called a backbone, a spine.
So it is absolutely amazing. So,
all right, and the other thing that Bob brought up, I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no, go ahead.
He mentioned while these other people are going to be pulled back to, you know, be in the Senate for the trial, Uncle Joe won't, because he's, you know, he's free to wander around the country. And I saw a fascinating piece the other day. It's like, yes, let's see if we can short circuit Bernie again, just like Hillary did in 2016. Why? Because if we can keep pushing Uncle Joe and he can be the candidate of choice, the nominee, and if he, by some miracle, he were able to get in there, he would be the one most likely to keep law enforcement or our legal system from being too harsh on any of the miscreants that, who have made a name for themselves in the last several years.
That is an excellent point. And one other thing, Patty just texted me. I forgot. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett is still in the race for president as well. So that takes four senators, you know, out of the picture. And it just opens up, as Bob Duco had mentioned, you know, kind of a free rein for Joe Biden. I'm not sure that that's really a good idea, though, Steve.
I've been asking you here on the air, what every time the guy goes out and speaks, he immediately puts a foot in his mouth.
Well, what about...
why would the party continue to let him to do this?
Well, what was it about 2 or 3 weeks ago? It was at a town hall, and an 84-year-old, I think he was a veteran and a farmer, you know, asked him about Hunter Biden, you know, receiving all this money from that Ukrainian company, Burisma. And the next thing you know, Joe Biden is calling this hardworking farmer, 84 years old, fat, and challenging him to a push-up contest.
Is that the one he also called a damn liar?
Yep.
All right.
I mean, and you know what? To that point, I can't remember if I mentioned this to you, and I meant to, is after the Stanford, Colorado rally, I talked to one of our listeners, and he said that he was there, and he had gone into the state house, and because he kind of wanted to see what it was all about. And he said people... these legislators and their assistants would not make eye contact. And, you know, when people are not willing to make eye contact, it means that they may be up to something nefarious, which is one of your words of the day. And we would be naive to think that they were not up to some no good on that. How's that? I used the two words of the day. Shall we start a new thing in the show, word of the day now, too?
Use the word of the day in a sentence, and you did both of them.
Okay.
You know, the last thing that got me from yesterday, it was so nauseating. Nancy.
Oh, another N-word.
Oh, yeah. Nancy continually drumming every time she's behind a microphone about how somber and serious this is. And yet, there she was handing out personalized pens, pens with her name engraved on them. I mean, that's just about as disgusting as I can comprehend.
I guess that was your other N-word, and that was narcissistic, wasn't it? Today is the N day. How's that? So, okay, so just to kind of summarize, is the articles of impeachment have been filed with the Senate. And so now the Senate actually, so the House makes the accusations, the Senate holds the trial. As they hold the trial, all the senators have to be there. That is pulling four of them off of the campaign trail: Klobuchar, Warren, Sanders, and Bennett. Opens up the opportunity for Biden to be waltzing around Iowa in hopes that he can win Iowa on the February 3rd, I think you said it's February 3rd, primary. All of this is happening while the American people are looking at it and going, wait a minute, I have more money in my pocket. My kids have jobs. Under the Obama administration, people were so concerned about would their children be able to find a job. They're finding jobs moving out of the basement, thriving and prospering. Jobs have been created, more money in our pocket, GDP is growing, trade deal with China. And, you know, one of the guys that I think was really on this whole thing with Trump and China and tariffs is Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. And we just happened to have him on the line. Good morning, Jason.
How about that, Kim?
Do you feel so smart?
Go ahead.
I think you should feel so smart.
Well, once in a while. But, this could really backfire on the Democrats if this is their plan, because if Joe Biden receives the nomination, Trump is going to stomp him into the ground in the general. So if I was Mitch McConnell, I would stretch the Senate impeachment trial on and on and on and on until the election's over, so none of them can go out and effectively campaign except for Biden.
Well, and I think what the risk is, Jason, I don't know if you were listening, but I think that the Dems know that Trump is going to win.
Right.
Or it looks like it. I mean, you can never say anything, 100%. But they're going to try to pick off vulnerable senators and try to win the Senate. So that then Trump cannot get in any more judges or Supreme Court justices or any more of his, his agenda. And so I think that that is what the real plan is. And so we may, there may be senators in different states that we're like, oh, I wish they would blah, blah, blah. But if they're Republican senators, we need to work to get them elected so that, in fact, Trump continue, that he won't be for, well, and if they take the Senate and keep the House, they definitely will impeach him next year, Jason.
Well, and one of the things, right, when this happened that you and I talked about privately, I think it could be a play to try to take the Senate, and as soon as they do, they say, well, it's just the nuclear option to convict a president that's been impeached in the House as well, and just change it to a simple majority to convict and remove.
I wouldn't put it past him. So this is a really important election. This was not what we were going to talk about. We're going to talk about the Secure Act. So can you what points did you want to make on that today?
Well, I've got a few, let's call it miscellaneous points, and then I'll have one more big one tomorrow. So I'll go through these miscellaneous ones, and you tell me when we're out of time, and then I'll shut up.
Sounds good.
So the first one, I know this one's going to be really important to you, Kim, is you can get a credit for birth or adoption.
Okay.
I know you miss your kids, and you say you wanted to replenish them with new babies, right?
Maybe I'm not quite that way, but go ahead.
Not quite so soon.
Yeah.
So this legislation, part of the Secure Act, allows for a penalty-free withdrawal of up to $5,000 from a retirement plan, which, I assume it includes a 401k, an IRA, any kind of retirement plan, for a qualified birth or adoption. So notice the language, Kim. It doesn't say a tax-free withdrawal. That would still be a bridge too far.
Mm-hmm.
But you would not be subject to the 10% early withdrawal penalty if you're under the age of 59 and a half. So you get a little bit of a break there. Hey, boy, you combine that with getting paid time off, and this having babies and adoptions really starts to pay off, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, what's the next one?
The next one is kind of interesting, and I'm not quite sure yet. This is the Community Newspapers Pension Funding Relief. And this doesn't affect us, but I just thought it was funny. They are allowing community newspaper plan sponsors to change the funding calculations for their pensions to make it much more easy, it appears to me, to make it look like the pension's going to pay off the way it's supposed to. And it says these changes would reduce the annual amount struggling community newspaper employers would be required to contribute to their pension plan. And I think it's just kind of funny. It's saying, well, we're going to let you put in less money, but then we'll let you change the way you calculate the way it's going to grow so the payout still looks the same.
Interesting, interesting. Jason, let's do one more because I got us a little bit jammed up on time today.
That's
apologize.
Fine. And by the way, I wanted to let you know, I wanted to know the definition of a community newspaper. I was trying to figure out, is the New York Times and Washington Post, you know, if the big ones could also call themselves that to get in on this rule.
Interesting.
And I called a couple of, like, newspaper national societies. Neither one of them called me back. I thought it was kind of strange.
Good for you, Phil.
So
checking that
I'm
out.
Trying to do research. Now, this last one, I will admit, I'm embarrassed. I missed this at first, and I'm going to find out more about it and come back. This is Title III, Section 302 of the SECURE Act, expansion of Section 529 plans. Now, most everybody's aware that they changed it where you can withdraw up to $10,000 to pay back student loans. But there's also something in there. Here, I'm going to read it to you, Kim. It says the legislation expands 529 education savings accounts to cover costs associated with registered apprenticeships, homeschooling, up to $10,000 of qualified student loan repayments, including those for siblings in private elementary, secondary, or religious schools. So I think two things in there. One, that you could use it to pay back loans, you know, for like Catholic or religious schools. But this one word in there, homeschooling, I didn't see that before. I need to dig more into what homeschooling costs you could use your 529 for if you have one laying around.
That is cool. Jason, great nuggets of information. Let's go to break, though. We've gone a little long. I've got Reverend C.L. Bryant on the other line. So let's continue the conversation on this SECURE Act tomorrow. I so appreciate all the work that you do and the information you bring to our listeners. So for more information, though, go to airpresidential.com, airpresidential.com, or Natalie will be at the switchboard at Presidential Wealth Management at 7:30. That number is 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Jason, thanks so much. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Have a great show, Kim.
Okay, we're going to go to break. When we come back, can't wait to talk to Reverend C.L. Bryant on why more Black Americans should support President Trump. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Welcome Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out my website, Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. All of our podcasts are there. You're probably going to want to listen to this again. I have on the line with me Reverend C.L. Bryant. He is a senior fellow with FreedomWorks. C.L., welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Kim. Glad to be with you.
Well, a couple of things. I thought I knew a lot about you, but I was just looking at your bio, and you're a native of Shreveport, Louisiana. I didn't realize that you were an LSU grad, so you're pretty excited about that national championship, huh?
Absolutely we are, Kim. There is no question about it. Go Tigers.
The other thing I did not realize, and CL, you, I don't know if you know this about me, but I have a show where I focused on World War II veterans. We're expanding it to the other wars and conflicts. But I've interviewed over 120 World War II veterans, and your dad was a World War II veteran.
Absolutely, he was. My grandfather, World War I. My great-grandfather, Spanish-American War.
Oh, my gosh. I just got chills as you mentioned that. So, anyway, welcome to the show. Those certainly were battles, but we are in an ideological battle in America today. And President Trump is really changing things up. And you had an important piece with Fox News, an op-ed, regarding why you think more Black Americans should support President Trump. Explain that to us, CL.
Kim, I've been named to the advisory board, Black Voices for Trump, and we kicked that off in Atlanta a few weeks ago. What the president said when he was running for office, he told black people, whether or not you vote for me or not, I will be your greatest champion. And when we look at the unemployment rates and we look at the employment rates in this nation, the job opportunity rates in this nation, the president has made that promise and he has kept that promise. Not only has he kept that promise to the black community, he's kept that promise to Hispanics, as well as women who have reaped the benefits of that as well. This president, being a businessman, an entrepreneur, and someone who has been successful, understands what it is to sign a paycheck, and he understands how to lead other people into success and prosperity. And that is what we're seeing all over this administration, and we're seeing it in a bigger way internationally, even though this president does not get credit for it. If he got the credit for it, I'm telling you, there would be an absolute tsunami of black votes that would come in 2022 with Donald John Trump.
So, CL, I am starting to get the feeling, though, that people are starting to pay attention and understand that. Now, in Colorado, that's been a really tough nut for Republicans in a way to crack right now. We actually have more unaffiliated voters registered in Colorado than Democrats or Republicans. And it's been that suburban woman that has been very elusive to Donald Trump, as well as blacks and Hispanics. And I'm starting to see people say, yeah, you know, maybe I might not like his personality, but gosh, I like the policy. And which Trump's, no pun intended, you know, what's best for you and your family? Some smooth-talking, you know, politician, or some guy, some businessman that gets things done? And I'd mentioned before we went to break, and I'd kind of forgotten about this, under the Obama administration, so many kids were graduating from college and could not get jobs and living in their parents' basements. And, you know, you're seeing that change. And as a mom, you know, one of the most important things that you want is for your children to be able to thrive and flourish and prosper. And it's heart-wrenching when you think that your kids don't have opportunity and the door of opportunity was being slammed shut to our youth and to the black community, the Hispanic community, and those doors have opened up and we're almost taking it for granted.
Kim, the essence of the American dream is to keep your family safe, the ability to keep your family fed, warm, and dry. The president understands all of those things. Regardless of your ethnicity in this country, especially if you're black, that has always been the dream of even the runaway slave. And that was to be able, on his own steam, to keep his own family safe, to keep them dry, to keep them fed, to keep them warm and dry. And so when we, that is the American dream. I don't care how much money you have or how little you have. Your idea of family security should be first and foremost. However, what Trump has done is taken on the face of political left that would take that away from Americans. They would rob the American of that particular dream by causing big government to become the sole provider for the American family. When we talk about single payer and we talk about free college tuition for all, believe it or not, that does rob America of its own ability to remain self-sufficient, the individual American. It takes away that particular drive. That's why many times, even though we're not animals, but you see in zoos and drive-through parks, don't feed them. And the reason is they stop feeding themselves. The same thing holds true for people in a society. When you stop the ability, when you take away the ability for them to hunt and feed and take care of themselves, they then become dependent upon those who simply drive through every 4 years in elections.
And being dependent, you know, CL, Patty had pulled this article that we, right here in Colorado, down by the Capitol, the authorities have closed one of the parks because apparently there is a rat infestation with many of the homeless that are camping there. And I don't think that there is anything compassionate about enabling people to not work to thrive and flourish. And so we're seeing then the effects of people not taking care of themselves, and we're having rat-infested neighborhoods right in the shadow of the Capitol right here in Colorado, CL.
And it's happening all over the country. I just came back from California two months ago now, where we did a Freedom Works, my organization and our organization in Washington, D.C., where I'm a senior fellow, last 10 years. We did a mini documentary on the homeless problem there. And what we find, Kim, is that liberal policies that have dominated Southern California, Los Angeles politics for years has actually led to this problem. And now that problem is spilling over into a high-dollar real estate like Venice Beach, you have the business owners and, of course, the residents there pushing back against the homeless moving there when they created that situation to begin with. What we found is that they're contained on Skid Row or downtown Los Angeles. Nobody really cares, out of sight, out of mind. But the hypocrisy is once the policies of liberals start spilling over into places where liberals live, you find that liberals are just as put out by the homeless as anyone else is, even though their policies created that situation.
You know what? Let's continue this conversation, CL. Let's go. We'll take a short break, and we'll continue when we come back. I'm talking with Reverend CL Bryant, and he is a senior fellow with Freedom Works. And about why more black voters should support President Trump. And I would say not only more black voters, but more Hispanic voters, more LGBTQ voters, because jobs, there's no designation on who's getting these jobs. More women should support him, more men, more anybody, whatever your descriptor is, should be supporting President Trump because of what he is doing for the American people. Let's go to break. Kim Munson talking to Reverend CL Bryant. We'll be right back.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email kim@kimmunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim@kimmunson.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out my website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Thrilled to have on the line with me Reverend C.L. Bryant. He is a senior fellow with FreedomWorks, and he is with Black Voices for Trump. And you said that you just met a few weeks ago recently to kind of get things going. How is that going for you, C.L.?
It is absolutely huge what's going on, Kim, with the Black Voices for Trump. Not only have we been able to assist with that, but also in Miami just a couple of weeks ago, I was there with the president, and we launched Evangelicals for Trump as well. And so we have secured, we hope, for this 2020 election, anywhere from 12 to 18%, and that's a conservative estimate, of the Black vote, I'm predicting, will come out for the president, which will create a huge, huge victory for the president if evangelicals stay the course, and I don't see why they would not, since this president has been the greatest champion of religious liberty in this country in modern era. I believe that the president is going to have an incredible landslide in 2020, and all of this impeachment debacle, all of that type of foolishness that's going on only helps the type of cause we are trying to promote.
You know, and you mentioned evangelicals. Interestingly, as I looked at the statistics of evangelicals who did not vote in this last election, I was astonished because it seems to me that we understand as Christians that we have a civic duty to engage also in the, you know, in the whole process of our country. And I remember when I first heard about the black-robed regiment from the Civil War, and this was actually ministers from the pulpit who were, you know, in advocating for liberty and freedom and for breaking against the tyranny of the British government, and that was coming from the pulpit. And so it's always just seemed inherent to me that we be engaged and informed, and that hasn't been the case. So you've got your hands full if you're working with Black Voices for Trump and Evangelicals for Trump, but these are the two arenas where I think it can really make a difference for the president.
If pastors are not engaged politically, they totally miss the mission of Jesus Christ. When Christ came to this earth and started his ministry at 30 years of age, he took on the political structure as well as the religious structure of his day, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. It got him crucified, of course, but that is what most preachers in modern-day America are afraid of. They're afraid of the crucifixion, not understanding that there's a resurrection that comes with all of that. But first, you have to go through the crucifixion in order to get to the resurrection, and that is part of the calling of ministers in this country. The president has struck down the Johnson Amendment that has caused such fear in the hearts of preachers and churches, but that type of cowardice has not been well-founded because there's never really been any pastor or church that's ever come under the true penalties of what Johnson intended. And so there's a great opportunity for Christians to step forward and take on the spirit of those who founded the Christian church and, of course, who founded America, and, of course, stand up for the core values and the Judeo-Christian ethics that this country is, in fact, founded upon.
Now, CL, one of the things we talk about on the show, we're focusing now on freedom versus force, force versus freedom. Now, religion has used force. If you look at history and you see people bring out the times, and religion is really more made of man. And so, of course, you're going to see force and manipulation and things. But when you look at the true gospel, Christ did not force people to believe in him. Even today, he says, you are free to decide whether or not you accept me or not. And so he's a true freedom guy. And that's why I think that the Judeo-Christian worldview and the idea of America match up so beautifully, because it's over here on freedom, not force. And they make the case in the battle of ideas. And if something is a good idea, you shouldn't have to force people to do it.
Absolutely. And when we look at the Judeo-Christian ethic, it also has given others of other faith backgrounds to practice their faith. No other system of faith does that in this world. Islam, of course, is oppressive and repressive, along with many others in this world. But when you look at nations like Israel and, of course, America, who practice the Judeo-Christian ethic, you find that there is liberty. And the reason for that is that there's liberty in Christ, as you mentioned. However, if you want to distinguish the differences between Christ and any other relationship that people may have, simply look at the principles of the founders of those religions and those faiths, and you'll find that Christianity stands alone as far as setting people free yesterday, today, and it still will do that forever, according to Scripture.
Okay, I just got a text message from one of our listeners, Katie. She said, CL is right. Pastors need to be politically aware. And then she said, the left is infiltrating the church. We need to push back. I have seen that, Reverend CL Bryant, that in some of our mainline churches, that instead of focusing on the gospel, it's been focusing on social justice. And social justice, is another code word for socialism, which ultimately socialism comes down to force. And so I think it's been interesting that many, you know, we've seen media, we've seen churches, we've seen education has really been infiltrated from the radical progressive activist on the left. But I feel that we're having an awakening, CL. I feel hope, and particularly when I talk to you. We've got a few more minutes. How would you address that, CL?
Social justice and identity politics do have their place in the Christian church. Unfortunately, Sunday mornings is still one of the most segregated hours of American life in this country. And, of course, when we think about what is necessary to break that cycle, it's very simple, although it is difficult because we have been groomed over a period of time to accept the identity of skin rather than to find the common ground that all of us have sinned. And so when we look at breaking that, the pastor of the church has to understand that his people go forth from that church on Sundays into Caesar's world on Monday. And if he does not engage and inform them about the Caesars of America, the Caesars of the world, he is truly doing them a great disservice and not really fulfilling the mission of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay, CL, another thing that I do on the show is I typically will find some inspirational or quote about, you know, that might be wise or inspirational, and then at the end of the show, finish up typically with the same person. So I had chosen Booker T. Washington for our quote, and we began the show with this quote that success waits patiently for anyone who has the determination and strength to seize it. And I thought that was powerful. And I'm going to go ahead and share the quote that I chose for the end of the day because I'd like to hear what you have to say about that. Booker T. Washington said, political activity alone cannot make a man free. Back of the ballot, he must have property, industry, skill, economy, intelligence, and character. Your thoughts, CL?
This is what has separated the success of the Irish, the Jew, the Italian, from the success of the black person in America, is the fact that he understood that the secret of America was to gain the property in order to gain security. Booker T. Washington, if you'll note, coming up in Black History Month, will not be touted by the liberal press because of his conservative and even Republican views. As you know, I'm the producer of the award-winning movie, Runaway Slave, the Crystal Dove award-winning movie 5 years ago. And this is one of the things that we point out, is that black people were, of course, taken as mascots. But Booker T. Washington and Frederick Douglass, people like that, were absolutely against it. In fact, Frederick Douglass said, if the Negro falls, let him fall. He'll get up, but let him fall. Just like everyone else who has fallen and has gotten up again in this country, that opportunity still exists, does exist, especially in the year 2020, for anyone who is of any American citizenship legally here in this country, whether you're red, yellow, black, or white, opportunity is flowing down the streets of America, particularly at this time.
And so that circles back to President Trump. I think many people had given up some hope. And just within 3 years, 7 million new jobs, that's affected 7 million people. And I really see that President Trump has a heart for, I mean, as we look at the youth, the black youth in inner cities, I think that President Trump really wants to provide opportunity and change what's going on in the inner cities. We only have about a minute left, CL. We'll have to have you back.
Oh, we certainly do appreciate it, Kim. I invite everybody to follow me on Twitter at Rev, R-E-V-C-L Bryant. Download free T-C-L Bryant, T-H-E-C-L Bryant Show. It's a free app that you can download my shows on locally here, 10 until 12 p.m. And I certainly hope to become a part of a radio family right here locally in the Denver area. And so I look forward to speaking with you again. Kim, thank you so much for having me on.
I like that idea, Reverend C.L. Bryant. I like that a lot. And again, producer of Runaway Slave, would highly recommend that you get that and watch that. It's very powerful. C.L., have a great day.
You too.
Okay. And again, our quote for today is Booker T. Washington. He said, political activity alone cannot make a man free. Back of the ballot, he must have property, industry, skill, economy, intelligence, and character. So, my friends, today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America.
Like a new moon rising fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry.